This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor. Now that he's got his full first PhD, working on a second PhD, what an overachiever. So we have Dr. here with us, CMB. One of the, you can go for your doctors, but we got to really stress the CMB. It's such a great program. And now having gone through the education, boy, I can sign up for that and push that out for everybody. Such a big
one. Yes, Dave. So that's why on my business card, the letters after my name are longer than my name itself. But I actually ignore all that when people ask me about it and they say, well, what? How should we reference you? And I said, well, actually, my favorite title is Grandpa. Don't worry about Dr. Schell. Just call me Grandpa. So I spent the weekend with my granddaughter, brand new baby, just born last Thursday. Morning early, so we got to keep my grandson overnight. So that was fun. So we're excited. So I got to hold my granddaughter this weekend, and I wrote a liquidity policy for a bank.
But you wrote a liquidity policy for a bank while holding your granddaughter.
Perfect. Yes, exactly right. So the thing about this liquidity policy is it identifies how to not run out of money. Now, so we're going to make it so we don't have any failed payrolls or have any failed margin calls or have any failed loan funding events. So what's funny to me about this is that here this FDIC bank that has access to the Federal Home Loan Bank system needs a liquidity policy, but when you ask independent mortgage companies about a liquidity policy, their eyes roll back and said, we've got more volume. But you think about 2008, you and I went around the country looking for warehouse lines, 2008, yep. 2009, trying to get anybody to lend money to a mortgage company. So we had significant funding risk in 2008. And then as Maria mentioned earlier, we had margin compression in early 18 where we were losing money. People were losing money on every loan and hoping to make it up in with volume. And then we had these big economic transition that occurred, and now we've been making crazy money. So except for the MBS rally that led us to margin call risk. But right. 2020 is going to be probably one of the highest margin, highest volume years on record. So here's what my grandfather used to say to me. He goes, Andy, you got to make hay when the sun is shining because you never know what will happen next. So this ties back to a liquidity policy, believe it or not, because we need to be responsible with preserving our capital now that we've got a good year. We're grateful to Powell and all the reasons that led to the macroeconomic events that allowed us to be successful. But mortgage lending is the tail wagged by the economic dog. Macroeconomic factors drive mortgage lending. Rates up, volume down, margin compression hits, home sales down, volume down, price risk, volume rates down, volume up, capacity challenges, but profit up like we're experiencing right now. So now's the time to build cash reserves for 2021, 2022, and there's a bunch of pieces to fit together to make this work. I've got a long list of stuff to talk about, the things that cause liquidity pain, the way to manage liquidity dynamics, the way to look forward to predict what happens next, and I'll be talking about that over the next several weeks. So we can talk about how to measure all this stuff, how to have enough cushion. What to do with your cushion? Don't just leave it in the bank. We're going to start self-funding some of our loans. We're going to talk about all this. But one side note I wanted to make about this amazing year we're having. Now, this amazing year we're having is going to be reported on the NMLS report. The NMLS report includes information about volume and income for all originators. I was on the phone with the president of a mortgage company last week, and they've lots of folks that are in seven figures, some folks that are going to hit eight figures. We're going to have LOs making eight figures in 2020. In the midst of all, that's going to be reported to the Department of Labor via the NMLS report. What then happens then when someone reviews PPP funds? So we had record-breaking profit, record-breaking margin. Oh, and by the way, we got free money from the government. I'm not saying don't do that. I'm just saying don't spend it. Save that PPP money. Apply for the forgiveness. Follow all the rules, but don't assume the questions are over because I think they're actually just starting. But anyway, that's just my opinion alone. That's Dr. Schell, the Profit Doctor. That is not Lickin' on Lending or anybody else associated with it. That's what I think.
I agree with you 100%. I think people that have this, taking the PPP, have done so sometimes, I think, at their own peril as money has been made. That's not to say you shouldn't be careful on it. That's all right. With words of wisdom. And Andy Schell, thank you so much. Can't wait.
Oh, perfect, Dave. Yeah, we got two acronyms created in 2020, PPP and PPE, both PPE. Created in 2020. How about that?
It's been a year like no other year, I got to tell you. So anyway, thank you so much, Andy Schell. for being here for since the beginning, as well as Alice and everybody who's been here for so long as listeners. Thank you so much. Next week, we've got Mike coming on of the CMLA. Very excited to have him. Michael Jones, of CFO of Thrive Mortgage. We're going to be talking to him about what some of their focus is, what they're looking at. Love how these agencies work together. Special thank you to all of our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, MBA, Indicom, Accelerate, and with advisors, Mobility RD, Modex, and all the others. Check them out on our sponsorship page. Appreciate you being here, everyone. Have a great week and look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.